What kinds of treatment were discussed with you at that point?
Dr. Vogel explained to me that I would either be put on the normal regimen at the time, or I would be put on TAC, which is Taxotere, Adriamycin, and Cytoxan. And somehow I knew I was going to end up on TAC, and I did.
This was a clinical trial?
Yes.
So you went into a research study?
That's correct.
So as part of the study, you were going to receive TAC or mm-hmm. docetaxel, Taxotere, Adriamycin?
Cytoxan, all at one time.
What was that like?
It was rough. It was rough.
What was the first treatment like?
I was fearful. I didn't know what to expect. I think the fear of the unknown is always something that you worry about. But, you know, they assured me I'd be fine. And actually, the first time it wasn't so bad. I didn't have terrible reactions. Just a little bit of nausea, you know, and then it settled into a routine and I kind of knew what to expect every time.
Which was what?
I get the treatment on, say, Friday. And then I'd say within a couple days, I'd be okay because they gave me medication for nausea the first night. But then within a couple days, I'd be nauseous for 3 or 4 days. And then I'd feel much better. It would just lift and you'd feel fine. And then I had to worry about my white blood count because then my white blood count would go. So that was basically it. And just feeling a little tired and that kind of thing.
What about your hair?
It fell out.
What was that like?
Well, it was rough, but I decided to make it fun. So what I did was I called my husband at work, and I go, it's time. And I said, we're going to have a shaving party tonight. And so with my son and my husband, they shaved my head.
Wow. What was that like?
It was spooky, because that is the first outward sign that I was ill, because I didn't feel ill. So that, to me, was a reassurance that there is something wrong with me.
What was your husband and son's reaction to that experience of shaving your head?
They laughed. We tried to make it as fun as possible. And I had already prepared myself. I already had a wig and everything. It's just, you know, I didn't want that horror of waking up one morning and I'm totally bald. It's like, I'm going to take control and do it myself.
Now, before this all started, how were you spending your time? Were you working or what were you doing?
I was not working. I was playing a lot of tennis and was just being a mom. I also volunteer, president, women's club, you know, that kind of thing. Very active socially.
And by the time the chemotherapy was over, how did you feel?
Relieved, very relieved. And what happened about that was my last chemo was December 6, 1998. My mother was going to die any day. I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to attend the funeral because of my blood counts. And I think somebody upstairs took control of that, and I had probably the best counts I ever had, and I was able to attend the funeral.
Any other symptoms or problems with the chemotherapy?
No.
What was your energy level like?
Low. Very low.
What were you doing during that time?
Well, I was grateful that I had a daily routine with my son, take him to school, pick him up, do the lunch, do all that. But there were a couple times I had to have friends of mine do carpool, or when I felt like all I could do was make a sandwich and that was it, I would have somebody else take him to school. But I had washing to do. I mean, I had all my normal little projects to do.
How long did it take for you to kind of get back to your normal energy level, or did you?
I think it took about 6 months. Till I was back playing tennis and doing everything.